Hello, welcome back everybody to Tarani Mechanach Yomi with the Oyun's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michart, and today we will be concluding our study of Sefer Mishle. I hope you enjoyed this journey through this beautiful, beautiful Sefer of Ketuvim. And of course, I thank the OU Women's Initiative and particularly Rabbi and Dr. Dina Schmidman very much for giving me these chut to learn with you through these 31 chapters. I'm very excited for today's shiur, and that is because how does Mishle, this beautiful book of Musar and life lesson, chastisement, Chachma, how does it end? With none other than the famous Eshet Chayil. The song that is sung world over in Orthodox Jewish homes on Friday night, El Shabbat, is actually from Sefer Mishle. And it begins in Perek Lamed Aleph, which is our Perek, Pasuk Yud, and it ends in Perek Lamed Aleph. So, and I'm very excited because I'm going to share with you a stunning Medrash Tenchuma on the Eshet Chayil. Let's just go through the Pesukim with translation. Eshet Chayil miyimtza v'rachok mipninim mecha. A woman of valor who can find far beyond pearls is her value. Batach lev ba'ala. Her husband's heart trusts in her. V'shala lo yachsar. He will not lack for treasure. Gemalasu tov v'lora. She pays him back good, not evil. Kol yimei chayaha. All the days of her life. Darsha tzemer ufishtim. She seeks out wool and flax, linen. Batas b'chevetz kapa. And she works willingly with her hands. Haisha kenios socher. This is very interesting. We're going to be quoting a very, very beautiful measure. When you hear me turning, sorry, I'm just, I told you, I'm turning the page in my Aktuvim. Okay, where am I up to? Haisha kenios, pasuk gedalet. Haisha kenios socher. She is like merchant ships. Mimerchak tavi lachma. From far she brings her food. Vatakam ba'od laila. She gets up when it is still night. Vatiten teref levesha. She gives food to her household. V'chok lenaroseha. And provisions to her young maidens. Zamama sada v'tikacheyu. She considers a field and she buys it. Mepri kapa natakarm. From the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard. Pasuk gedzayin. Chagra ba'oz k'masnehel. She girds her loins with might. Vata'ameitz roseha. She strengthens her forearms. Ta'ama Kitov Sacho, she tastes that her merchandise is good. Lo yichba balai lenera, her candle will not go out at night. Yada shucha bakisha. Okay, this means her hands are extended in the distaff. I did not know what distaff was. D-I-S-T-A-F-F. I looked at a couple of different translations and they all say the same thing, distaff. So I googled distaff. If you know, then good. I didn't know. Distaff is a stick or spindle onto which wool or flax is wound for spinning. Yada shucha bakisha. Her hand is set forth in the distaff, the kapa tamchu palach, and her palms to support the spindle. Kapa parsa la'ani, her hand is extended to the poor, the adel shecha le'avion, and her hand is set forth to the destitute, pasuch of alf. Lo tira levesha mishalag, her household is not afraid of the snow. Ki chobesa lavushanim, her entire household is clothed in scarlet wool. Marvadim asasala, she makes bedding or linens for herself. Sheishva argaman levusha, linen and purple wool are her garments, are her clothing. Noda vasharim bala, not only does a woman of valor have so many traits of her own, but her husband is known in the gates. The gates is where the most prominent people sat in biblical times. Look at Parashas Vayera. Perek Yitas, where was Lot sitting when the Malachim appear? Look in Megillat Rut, Perek Dalet, where does Boaz meet with the elders of the city and ultimately marry Rus? Know the Bashar in Bala, her husband is known in the gates. Beshifto Mziknei Aretz, when he sits with the elders of the land. Pasuchav Dalet, Sadin Asasavatimkor, she makes a linen sheet and she sells it. Vachagor Nasna Laknani, and she gives a belt to the merchant. Ozva Hadar Levusha. Grandeur and might are her garments. Vatischak liyamacharan, and she laughs. She waits for the final day. Pia pascha bechachma, her mouth is open in wisdom. Vatoras chesed alashona, and the instruction of kindness is upon her lips. Sophia halichus besa min pasuk chavzayin. Sophia halichus besa v'lachem atzlus. Oh, Sechal, she supervises the proceedings of her household. She does not eat the bread of laziness. Laziness is a theme that has been reoccurring in Mishle. Kamu banei vayeshura, her children get up and praise her. Bala vayehalala, her husband, and he lauds her. Rabos banos asuchayav at alis akulana, that's pasuchav tesk. Many daughters have performed valiantly, but you have surpassed them all. Sheker hachein, hadashlomo melech and Mishle. Sheker hachein vehevel hayofi. The external trappings of beauty are lies, they are falsehood, they are vanities. Isha Yirat Hashem. It is the God-fearing woman. He titalal. It is she who will be praised. Tnula mipri adah. Pasuk lamed aleph. The final pasuk of Mishlei. Give her from the fruits of her hands. Vayehalelua b'sha'arim maseha. And may your actions praise her in the gates. I want to go to a stunning Midrash. I don't use that word so often to describe Torah. Torah is so beautiful. I don't use the word stunning so often. But this is really an incredible Midrash Tanchuma. Midrash Tanchuma to Parshas Chayei Sarah. Medrash Tanchuma Simon Dalet to Parshas Chayisar. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Chayisar, Perachov Gimel, pasuk Alf, Batama Sarah Bekirias Arba, he Chevron. Sarah died in Kirias Arba, which is Chevron. Vayavo Avram the Spo the Sarah, Livkosa, Avram came to cry for Sarah. It's right after that Keda. That Keda is in Perachov Dal, Chav Bez, Misa Sarah is in Perachov Gimel. The first Shidduch is in Perachov Dalet. So in Perachov Gimel, Sarah dies. Vayavo Avram the Spo the Sarah with Livkosan. Avram comes to cry for Sarah and to give a hesped for her. And then come Avram out. Pnei Meso, he starts to debate. Negotiate with the Bnei Ches for a burial portion. Listen to the Midrash. Eishes Chayil Ateres Bala. Medrash Tanchuma begins by quoting a pasuk from Mishlei Perek Yud Beis pasuk Dalid, which we already learned. Eishes Chayil Ateres Bala, a woman of valor is the crown of her husband. Says the Medrash, Zah Avram, Shahayim Mikonein Al Sarah. This is referring, Ateres Bala, the crown of her husband, this is referring to Avram, who is lamenting over Sarah. Maksiv Lamalamina Inyan, what does it say? Vatama Sarah, and Sarah died. Hishil Avram the Kosa Levelomer. Avram began to cry over Sarah and he said, Eishas Chayil Miyimta. Avram Avinu said, Eishas Chayil Miyimta, woman of valor, who can find? Batach Balev Balar, her husband's heart trusts in her. Eimasai, when does her husband's heart trust in her? Bashasha Amarla, when Avram said to her, Imrina Achosi, please say you are my sister. They had to go down to Egypt. There is no food in the land of Canaan when they finally get there. And now they have to go down to Egypt. And Avram is worried that they will see how beautiful she is. They will take her and kill him because of her. And he says to her, Imrina Achosia, please say you are my sister so that they will spare my life. It's a whole shir in and of itself. I understand. Sham Shem Falhirsch points out that this happened all the time in ancient times. Rabbi Zavlav Shlita points out that this happened all the time to travelers, that they would kill the male who was traveling with the beautiful female and take the female. And the Torah records it two times, by Sarah once, by Paro once, by Avimach. But Bata Chapali Bala, if I go into each one of these in depth, I'm never going to finish this. So we're just going to try and do this medrash quickly. Bata Chapali Bala. Her husband's heart's trust in her. Emashai when Bishasha Amarla, when he said to her, Imrina Chosia, say you are my sister, so I will not be killed. Her husband's heart trusts in her. Gamlasu tov vilora, kol yamei chayeha. She does good for him all the days of her life. Not bad. Continues the Midrash. Darshat semru pishtim. She seeks out wool and flax. Bein Yitzchak liyishmael. This is between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Sha'amra when she said, Garesha amahazos v'espina. Send forth, cast away this maidservant and her son. After Yitzchak was born, Sarah said to Avram, you have to send away Hagar and Yishmael. It was very bad in the eyes of Avram. And Hashem said, Kol Asher Tamar Lechasar B'Shema B'Kola. It's not bad. Listen, why is this connected to Darshat Semru Fishtim? She seeks out wool and flax. I think the Midrash doesn't say. But there's a famous Zohar that teaches that the first murder in the world, hatred between brothers, happened because of Tzemer and Pishtim, flax and linen, going back to the sin of when Cain killed Hevel. Cain was jealous that Hevel's offering of wool was accepted and his offering of flax, linen from the ground, was not accepted. So he killed his brother. So Darshat Semru Fishtim, she seeks out the lesson from wool and flax. And she said to Avram, you better send away Yishmael before he attacks my child. Haisha Kenio Socher, she is like the merchant ships. When? Vatukacha Isha Beis Paro. And the woman was taken to the house of Pharaoh. Va'od Vayishach Avimech. Furthermore, she was taken by Avimech. How could we say that that is Haisha Kenio Socher? She is like merchant ships. Perhaps what the Midrash means to say is that just like merchants desire all the goods that are traveling on the merchant ships, so too Paro and Avimelech desired Sarah. Haisha Kenio Socher. She was like merchant ships who has good wares. You have to know that neither of them took advantage of her. Again, I can't get into any of these in detail because there's simply no time. Continues the Midrash. Vatakam ba'od laida. She gets up at night. Eimasai when vayashkem Avram ba'boker. The pasuk tells us three times by Avram Avinu. Vayashkem Avram ba'boker. Once when he got a vayashkem Avram ba'boker al makom asher matcham es pnei Hashem. Bereishis 19:27. Vayashkem Avram ba'boker when he has to send away Perachav Aleph Hagar and Yishmael. Vayashkem Avram ba'boker Perachav Beis when he goes to the Akedah. So vayashkem Avram ba'boker. The Midrash is insinuating indicating here that she got up. Vatakam Ba'olaya, she got up to help him on these journeys when he woke up early in the morning. Zamama Sadavati Kacheyu. Avram continued to give a hesped, and he said she considers the field and she buys it. Which field and she buys it? Zamama Venatla Steya Mechpela Vasham Nikra. She considered and she acquired for herself the Stey Me'art HaMechpela, and there she was buried. Shenamra, like the Pasuk says, Va'achwichin Kavar Avram Sarah, like the Pasuk says, and after this, Avram buried Sarah. So Zamama Sadavati Kacheyu refers to the burial in the Me'art HaMechpela. Continued Avram. She girds her loins with might. When, says the Medrash, and Perek Yud Ches, when the angels visit the tent, Perek Yud Ches Abrashas, the angels visit the tent of Avram and Sarah, she girds her loins with might. She was back in the way of woman, but Avram ran to her tent and said, start baking, and she started baking. Continues Avram in his hesped, Ta'ama Kitov Sachra. She tastes that her merchandise is good. When is this? Kishabao Aleim Hamlachim, Dichtiva, Chalek Aleim Laila. When the Malachim came upon them, when is it? Vayachalek Aleim Laila is in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Yedalad, Pasuk Tesvav. It's by the war of the four kings and the five kings. Avram divided the night when he's going to battle to save his nephew Lot. Continues the Medrash, Yadel Shilcha Bakisha. Her hand is set forth in the distaff. When, says the Medrash, Shachisa nosenes tzedakos umalbeshes arumim. Ah, that Sarah would give tzedakah and she would clothe the unclothed. Continues Avram, Lo sira lebeisa mishalak. Her house never was worried of the cold. What is that referring to? Megehenim. Her house is never worried of Gehenim because she's such a tzaddikah. She taught everyone the right path. Lama, why were we never worried about Gehenim? Ki kol beisa lavu shanim, because her whole house is cloaked in scarlet wool. But the Medrash says, don't read it shanim, read it shnayim too. Shabbos and Mila. Sarah made sure that they always kept Shabbos. Sarah was makbid on bris milah for her son Yitzchak, and therefore lo sira levesa mishalak, her house was not afraid of Gehenim. Why not? Says the Medrash, ki kol beisa lavu shanim al tekri shanim el shnayim, because of the two mitzvos that she held so precious, Shabbos and milah, that saved her household from Gehenim. Continues Avram Avinu, marvadim asasala. Coverlets, bed lining, she makes for herself. Elu big day kohuna. Sarah, as the matriarch of Knesset Israel, ultimately she will be the great grandmother of Shevi Levi, who will be the great grandfather of the Kohanim. Mepri kaper notakarem. From the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. What vineyard did Sarah plant? Ze Yisrael. Am Yisrael. She was the mother of the Umma Yisraeli. Shanema, like the Pasuk says in Yisrael, Ki Kerem Hashem Tzvakos, Beis Yisrael. Because the house of Israel is the vineyard of Hashem, the Lord of hosts. Continues Avram Avinu, No da basharim bala. Her husband is known in the gates. When is her husband known in the gates? Kesha bikesh mibnos ches, tenu li achuzas kever. When her husband said in the gates, to the sons of ches, to the nation, b'nei ches, give me a burial portion for my wife. Continues Avram, Sadin Asasa, she makes linen and sheets, Zohamila. This is referring to Brismila that they did for Yitzchak, Shanemar Soda Shem Lireab, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim. The secret of God to those who fear him, referring to Brismila. Oz Vahadar Levusha, might and grandeur are her garments, said Avram. Elu Anane Kavod, what is the might and grandeur that cloaked her? These are the clouds of glory, Shahayu Makipin as Ohel Shalah. The cloud of the Ribbono Shel Olam that protected her tent, that was over her tent. Look at Rashi to Bereishis 24:67. Pia Pascha Bechachma. Said Avram, my wife was such a wonderful woman. Her mouth was always open in wisdom. Emasai when Bishasha Amrlo, when she said to him, Barnal Shivchasi, Perak Tazayib. When she saw that they were living in the land of Canaan for 10 years and she did not have children, she said, please come to my maidservant. Her mouth was open in wisdom. Sophia Halichus Besa. She supervises the proceedings of her household. Says the Medrash, Shebechol Yom Haisa Mitzapa Imasa Yichazu Hamalachim Shebisua Shov Ashuv Elecha. She supervises the proceedings of the household, but Sophia is also to look, to gaze. Every day she was gazing and waiting, Mitzapet Sophia. When will those Malachim come back? They told me that when they return this tag next year, I will have a child. Every day she was waiting for that Yeshua. Says Avram Avinu, Kamu Baneva Yeshua. Her children get up and praise her. Atomer, Mimi Lela Avram, Hiniki Banim Sarah. Like she said, who would speak of Avram? Who would believe that Sarah would nurse children? This is the greatest praise. Says Avram Avinu, Rabos Banos Asuchayo, Ela Ha'umos. Many daughters have acted valiantly. These are the umos olam, these are the nations of the world, said Avram. Va'at alis al kulana. But you, my dear wife Sarah, have surpassed them all. Shenemar. Habitu al Avram, according to a pasuk from Yeshayahu. Habitu al Avram avicham, v'al Sarah techolelechem. Va'at alis al kulanu, says the Midrash. This is referring to Avram, your forefather, and to Sarah that bore you, quoting a pasuk from Yeshayahu. And finally said Avram, Tunula mipriya deha. Hu shanemer vayu chaye Sarah. Mea shanim, the eshim shana, v'sheva shanim. Give her from the fruit of her hand, like the verse says, and the days of the life of Sarah, the years of the life of Sarah, were 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years, and that is truly all from the fruit of her hand. Avram Avinu with Nevuah, so to speak. Yes, he lived before Shlomo, composed Mishlei formally, but we know that Avram Nimaho learned Torah and kept the Torah as a tribute to his beloved wife. What was Vayavo Avram Lispo Lisarvulev Kosa? The Hesped was the beautiful words of the Eshas Chayil, and each phrase refers to a different aspect of the life, the good deeds, the Amuna, the stellar qualities. The Chachmas Nashim, Mishlei 14:1, that is Bansa Besa, the wisdom of the woman who builds the home. Conclude Sefer Mishlei, Rabos Banus Asuchayov at Alisa Kulano, Sheker Hachain, the Hevel Hayofi, Isha Yerat Hashem, Hiti Talal, Tnula Mipriyada, the Hallelujah Bashar Masa. I thank you so much for journeying with me through the stunning Sefer Mishlei, through the beautiful lessons and the wisdom of King Shlomo. May we all have the wisdom to take his musar, the humility to listen to his teachings, the zrizus to overcome the atzlus, and the courage of the valiant woman of the Tanakh who surpasses them all. Thank you to the OU Women's Initiative for this tremendous zchus. Thank you to all of you who chose to learn with me every single day. Lahag dil Torah ulaha adira. I wish you continued success in your journey through Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Kol tov, be yedidos, warmly. I sign off. Till next time, have a wonderful day to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui nishmat and le'zecher nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the neshamot have aliyah in the merit of these divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.